down. We're all for your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Ow, 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 ow. I love to see you strut up and down the floor. When you're talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. Whoa, yeah. Talk that talk. Walk that walk.
Hello there, and welcome to a Black Mass podcast. This one's titled Biden is shooting down Trump's peace plans. Trump got elected on a pretty important set of agendas that the American people wanted. And chief among them was no more foreign wars. And Trump said that he would do his best to get a peace in the Middle East and in Ukraine before he came to office. And he's working that way. He has a lot of clout because in the Middle East, they know he won't screw with them. If Iran continues backing these attacks on Israel through its circuits, he will bomb the shit out of Iran. And they know it, and they're all of a sudden saying, yeah, we want to talk peace, no problem. Is anyone afraid of Biden? Really? And in the Ukraine, it's a similar situation. Now, the Ukrainians have this dream that they're going to get the Russians out. Well, they've had the Russians in Crimea for 20 years and haven't been able to budge them. They've been fighting this war for a thousand days, and they keep losing. And it's getting ugly. Over the past night, Russia stitched them a pretty good bombing major cities in a massive attack, one of its biggest ones since August, with the knocking out the infrastructure, especially with wintertime coming for the utilities. So this is a major event. What did Biden do? Biden said, yeah, well, you've got these rockets, and we told you we didn't want to start World War III by having them use them into Russia, but we've changed our mind. Go ahead and bomb Russia. Now, the problem is there's not enough missiles and not enough firepower to really damage Russia. There is enough to really piss them off by escalating the war, and that's what Biden's doing. Why do it? The Ukrainians are going to have to accept that they've lost this war. They need to, pick up the pieces and get the best deal they can and get the hell out of there. Biden, he doesn't care. He wants to start shit. So what is he doing? He's allowing the Ukrainians to further their attacks that will only aggravate Russia, which is bringing in, by the way, 10,000 North Korean Special Forces troops. He's bringing in thousands of North Korean rockets, and this thing can escalate because why? Well, despite all the blow and go, NATO does not have a serious set of balls. The United States is not willing to put troops on the ground. NATO is not willing to get involved with the war with troops on the ground. Unless you do that, Russia cannot be defeated. But as often the case with liberals, they're sore losers. Biden is busy with his administration doing everything they can to stop the mandate that the American public gave Trump. They want the woke shit over with. They want sex changes for 12-year-old girls stopped. They want the gay liberal agenda to change. It's not part of American culture. They want to drain the swamp. They want to stop the deep state. That is the mandate. They want to drill oil, and they don't believe that in any day now the world is going to go into meltdown because of climate change. Another liberal lefty lie. What is Biden doing? He's doing everything to stop the drill baby drill. He's doing everything he can to stop the overhaul of government, getting out the bureaucrats. He's stopping everything to get the woke dopes out of the military and basically sabotaging Donald Trump. Boom, boom, boom. Well, it won't work. But in the meantime, a lot of people are going to suffer. A lot of people get killed because let me tell you something. Peace is close right now. Israel's had enough. Hamas has had enough. Hezbollah has enough. They've been so damaged that and downgraded that they're not the threat they were to Israel before. The best thing to do is get peace and have everybody go home and get this thing over with now while we can. The last thing you want to do is escalate this into a great big ass shit, and that is exactly what Biden is trying to do.
floor when you're talking to me. That baby talk, I like it like that.